The search may be over for the Denver High School shooter. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The suspect, 17-year-old Austin Lyle, reportedly took his own life. Police tell 9 News Denver they found his body near a car around 9 p.m. Wednesday. They believe that Lyle is responsible for the shooting of 2 Denver High School administrators during a routine weapons check earlier in the day. Police say they found a 2005 red Volvo of his in a remote area in the mountains about 50 miles southwest of Denver, and police told the neighbors the shelter-in-place order has been lifted. A New York grand jury may soon decide whether to charge former President Trump with financial crimes in the case of making hush money payments during his 2016 presidential campaign. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News.
President Trump announces he's running for president, and most importantly, I think, Pomerantz and Dunn, these two individuals who worked as assistants, resign, start pitching a fit, start protesting, write a book, and create this pressure on Alvin Bragg from the left. And suddenly he decides, oh, now I'm going to indict President Trump.
Well, the grand jury may hear from one more witness on Thursday before making any decision. A judge puts a hold on Wyoming's abortion ban just days after it took effect.
A judge temporarily suspends a Wyoming law making obtaining an abortion a felony at all stages of pregnancy, except in cases to save a mother's life or those of rape or incest reported to police. The ruling means the procedure is now legal in the state for at least 2 weeks while the challenge moves forward. The judge not weighing in on Wyoming's first-in-the-nation ban on abortion pills, which is set to take effect on July 1st. That law also facing a legal challenge from an abortion rights group.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Moderna's CEO appears before a Senate committee as he tries to justify a price hike for its COVID vaccine.
Moderna is raising the price of its COVID-19 vaccine, now known as Spikevax, by 4 times the amount. A dose would cost $130. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders doesn't like the explanation from Moderna chief Stefan Bancel.
This is not the same product. We used to have 10 doses in each vial. Now we're going to have every vial will have a different dose. This is not the same.
I understand, but quadrupling the price is huge.
Bancel says there will be no more large quantity purchases in advance by the U.S. government, subsidizing the cost, and they expect demand to sharply decrease. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Britain's Prince William makes a surprise visit to thank the troops at a base along Ukraine's border.
The heir to the British throne is making a 2-day visit to Poland, kept secret until after he stopped by a military base near Ukraine Wednesday. There he told British and Polish troops, defending our freedoms is really important and everyone back home thoroughly supports you. The region is a hub for shipments of military and humanitarian aid bound for Ukraine. The prince will also be visiting with Ukrainian refugees. Plenty of politicians have been to the region in recent months, but William is the first senior royal to visit Poland since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Actor Dick Van Dyke suffered minor injuries following a single car crash in Malibu. The 97-year-old Van Dyke told deputies he was driving his Lexus when he lost control and slid into a gate. Paramedics treated him at the scene. And stocks took a hit after the Fed boosted interest rates by 0.25 percentage point. The Dow dived 530 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.